Well, the Kentucky Conservatory Theater is a very student-geared theater. They really work to try to provide opportunities for high school age actors and actresses to get involved in theater on maybe a little bit of a bigger stage than their own school theater troupes. And so about a year ago, they gathered together 18 girls and have been meeting regularly over the past year to look at how they can address issues that face teenage girls today in artistic and dramatic fashions. And so out of that project, they have been working together a production that they're going to be presenting this weekend at the Downtown Arts Center. And it's kind of the culmination of the work that they have been doing together.
Also this weekend, dance styles from the Indian subcontinent, they're going to be on display in a performance at the Singletary Center in Lexington.
That's right. This is a very interesting artist in town here. Lakshmi Siraman was a consultant, a human resources consultant by career for several years, mainly working down in Atlanta. And around her mid-30s, when she had her son, she decided that she needed a change of lifestyle, that this, you know, the job she was doing was commanding 60, 70 hours a week and a lot of travel and stuff. And so she decided to return to an original passion, which was Indian dance. And she started studying with teachers and really investing a lot in learning the form, which she had danced when she was a child, but sort of when the time came to decide whether she wanted to pursue it professionally, at that time she did not. But now she has been pursuing it professionally for about 10 years, and this weekend's performance at the Singletary Center Recital Hall will have her paired with an orchestra from India that is in touring in the United States right now, performing original works by her. And it's really a very interesting form. It's dance that is in many ways quite different from what we're used to seeing in the United States.
Also, this Labor Day weekend, Questapalooza, it returns to Central Kentucky as well.
One of the things I think is really striking about Questapalooza this year is it is billed as a co-headlining concert, which essentially means that the two acts get about equal, the two co-headliners get about equal time, but they're very different acts. One of them is Matthew West, who is a very big name in the contemporary Christian music scene right now, really has quite a following. And then you have Family Force 5, which over probably the last 5 to 7 years or so have established themselves as the party band of Christian rock music. They're very high energy, a style that's kind of referred to as crunk rock, which is a very southern rap style of rock. And so you'll have these two acts playing together for the Questapalooza event, which is kind of an all-day festival that melts into an evening indoor concert at the church on Sunday. But a lot of high-energy music there.
And a couple of quick notes. We got some news this week, both out of Actors Guild and out of UK Opera.
Actors Guild is extending the run of their play Gone Astray, which opened 2 weeks ago and did so well that they decided to extend the performance for another one on Friday night. Sort of the advantage of having your own space is if you decide you want to extend the show and all the participants are amenable, you can do it and you don't have to worry about paying the venue extra rent or getting extra permission or anything like that. So if people are thinking they missed that show, they did not, if they can get out there on Friday. Tuesday, which of course is the day after Labor Day, if you want to launch into the fall art season, tickets go on sale for UK Opera Theater's production of Les Miserables. And so you could get on down there and get the fall started by getting your tickets in hand.
And judging by what happened with Phantom of the Opera when it was performed by UK Opera, those tickets will be in demand.
They will be. I mean, that's another show that had to add performances because of a high demand for tickets. And certainly Les Mis is a huge name right now, thanks to the recent movie. And, you know, it's always been a huge name. It's one of the real iconic musicals of the late 20th century. And this will be the first chance to really see a full production of it here in Lexington.
Rich Copley, enjoy your holiday weekend.
You too.